Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The third baseman, George Brett. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards second. White scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 0. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley fires to first and has McRae trapped. There's the throw to Bellinger, who tags McRae for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fitzmaurice, and towards Potek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett scores. Cowens moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Wolford moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Royals. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hendricks for a passed ball. Potek moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Otis scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-2 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Potek steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Potek scores. Brett moves to second. It's 8-0, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Salayton now playing first base. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salayta scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Fuller now playing right field. Enos Cabell now playing third base. Rich Coggins now playing center field. Tony Salayta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salayta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salayta for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-3 in the game. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salayta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Potek steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Potek moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jefferson, and towards Gritch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0-for-1 in the game. Saleta hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson pinch hits for Hal McRae. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.